Good morning. It's sports time from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Brought to you by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
Time to look at sports for your Saturday morning from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. It was an SWC-SWAL crossover game last night between River Valley and Fenimore. It was our featured broadcast, and Phil Nee was there.
River Valley lost 42-7 on Friday night against visiting Fenimore in a crossover game between the Southwest Conference and the SWAL. The Golden Eagles improved to 3-0 with the win. They jumped to a 21-0 lead in the first half. Reese Kelly ran for two scores, and Tegan Dressen threw for a touchdown on a fake field goal. Axel Hernandez kicked three extra points as Fenimore shot ahead. River Valley scored its only touchdown with 3:39 left in the first half. Quarterback Danny Zamish threw to Fuchi Tao, and the pass play covered 49 yards. Zamish kicked the extra point and later in the half intercepted a pass. The Blackhawks had the ball and were trailing 21-7 before Colton Tollefson picked off a River Valley pass. Reese Kelly scored for the third time, and the Golden Eagles led 27-7 at halftime. Colton Tollefson ran for a touchdown in the second half, and Jackson Scheckler threw to Gianni Filardo for the two-pointer. The last touchdown happened when Jackson Scheckler scored on a quarterback sneak. The Fenimore defense was led in the second half by Tegan Dressen and Liam Collins, who both intercepted River Valley passes, and Mason Walker blocked a punt. Following the 42-7 loss, River Valley will continue to search for a win when they next host Dodgeville on Friday night. It will be the conference opener for the Blackhawks. Fenimore will return home to host Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. From the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, it was a win for Prairie du Chien over Richland Center, 45-7. Platteville blanked Lancaster, 14-0. And Dodgeville beat Broadhead Judah, 32-6. Turning to the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Ithaca Weston with a huge win over New Lisbon, 43-0. Another shutout, Bangor over Hillsboro, 28-0. From the Six Rivers Conference, Riverdale 35, Wazika Steuben Seneca 6. It was a win for Blackhawk Warren, Illinois over Boscobel, 58-0. Iowa Grant 42, Pecatonica Argyle 12, and Potosi Cassville over River Ridge, 23-14. The Southwest Wisconsin Activities Conference, Darlington 27, Mineral Point 6, and New Glarus a 26-7 win over Cuba City. Closest one of the night, Benton Scales Mound, Illinois, Schulzburg defeating Southwestern East Dubuque, Illinois, 13-12. From the Cooley Conference, Arcadia over Viroqua, 38-0. South Central Conference Finals, it was a win for Wisconsin Dells over Waupun, 40-36. Mississippi Valley Conference, Reedsburg 36, La Crosse Central 32. La Crosse Logan upended Sparta, 43-7. And Baraboo 40, Toma 34. From the Ridge and Valley, Kickapoo Lafarge, a 44-8 win over Highland. Iowa Scandinavia, a non-conference matchup with Virgin Valley Conference attendee North Crawford. That final was Iowa Scandinavia 14-6 with the win. Belmont 54, Waniwak Center 14, and DeSoto shut out Wisconsin Heights 44-0. Soccer action today, it's a 9 a.m. pitch time for the boys team as Richland Center heads to Lodi for boys soccer. And the Richland Center High School will be the site of a very competitive high school volleyball tournament today. Hornets head coach Jamie Johnson looks forward to the event.
We have a great tournament. It's got Cuba City, Luther, Royal, who's always good, Hillsboro, you know, Lancaster, Reedsburg. So just to name a few, Ithaca's here. Royal, like I mentioned, they're always ranked. Fenimore, who's in our sectional. So it's going to be, if you come out of this tournament 4-0, you have definitely earned it, whoever that is. We're hoping we have an outside shot at that. Cuba City and Luther, if they're not already ranked, they are, I don't know if the first poll came out or not, but with what they had coming back from last year, I'm guessing or assuming they'll be a top 10, if not a top 5 teams ranked. So just some great competition that's right here at the Fieldhouse. So come on out Saturday. We got some great food, pulled chicken and Subway and noodles and just walking tacos, everything there. Come in and just take in some great volleyball. There's just some great teams around the area participating this weekend.
The Richland Center Hornets head volleyball coach Jamie Johnson talking about today's action. And that's a look at sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.